Chapter 33. Heal Thyself. Finn pulled up his status page. At first he didn't see any difference, but then he noticed a distinctive detail. Attributes. Constitution 24. Threshold 2. Natural healing 12. Threshold 1. Under his attributes was where he noticed the change. None of the locked tiles had changed, but beneath Constitution there was a new entry. The next prompts explained why natural healing had appeared there. Congratulations. You have revealed a tributary attribute for the first time. Know this. Primary attributes can possess tributary attributes if certain conditions are met. Natural healing is a tributary attribute of the primary attribute, Constitution. A thrill shot through Finn's heart. He was about to discover another tidbit about this new universe. Know this. The baseline value of tributary attributes for a human pseudo-mortal is 10. Your devotion to physical fitness, lifestyle choice, and insights have already formed a faint connection with the basic element of life. This has resulted in you possessing a higher than normal natural healing value of 11. Cultivating a motive life element for the first time has provided plus 1 to tributary attribute natural healing. Total natural healing. 12. For unlocking a tributary attribute for the first time, you have earned plus 50 magicka. Total magicka, 2,300. He hadn't just learned about this new world, he'd learned about the old one. Through cultivating the life element, he'd already learned that he'd already had some in his own body. And not just him, life was in almost everything, apparently. Which led him back to his own ability. Whisper. Epic, upgradable, unique. You have a strong connection and innate understanding of the 8 basic elements, so much so that they may whisper the secrets of the labyrinth. His ability said that he had a strong connection with basic elements, all 8 of them. If the name wasn't randomly chosen, then these 8 elements, of which it looked like life and fire, were 2, then maybe they were basic because they made up other things. Maybe not just things. Maybe him. Maybe everyone. No matter what the elements made up, there was now no doubt that his body contained at least life, and it said the way he'd lived his life had increased his connection with that element. Unless it meant just the last few days, the life element had been part of him since before the wave. Had been inside of him years? Deep inside, Finn knew the answer was longer. This element he'd siphoned from a dying man had been inside of him from the beginning. He couldn't be 100%, but he was sure as he could be. The life element he'd collected wasn't some new phenomenon. The wave was just revealing something that had been part of the world long before it had swept across the planet, which raised a whole host of other questions. But one pinged Finn's trained mind more than the others. Was he really the first person on the entire planet that had gained this information? If life element, and maybe the other 7, had been part of the world for years or centuries, did it make any rational sense that no one else knew about it? Or was the info just not widespread? After all, every ancient culture had stories of demons, magic, and gods. Were they not just stories? Were there people on Earth now that knew more about the wave? Maybe even actively suppressing the information? Finn grimaced. Questions. Always more questions. Not knowing these things made his asshole itch, but there was nothing for it. Whatever the answers to these new questions, he had gained some answers after absorbing the life element. He now knew there were more than just the 9 primary attributes on his status page. Uncovering his tributary attribute, natural healing, confirmed that the information he'd gained so far only scratched the surface of what the wave had either changed or revealed. In addition to his new knowledge, there was the boost to natural healing itself. He reread the prompt, but didn't get anything deeper about it. It basically looked like it sped up how fast he healed. Faster recovery from wounds was always something he could use. After all, it wasn't adamantium that had made Wolverine a truly bad mofo. It was his healing factor. The constitution orbs had healed him from his injuries, including the ones with a capital I after the truck explosion, but now he was all out of magic healing balls. Finn didn't think he was lucky enough to keep stumbling into them. In fact, thanks to his status page, he now knew his luck was nothing special. If there was one thing Finn was willing to bet on, luck or no, it was that he'd probably need more healing, and sooner rather than later. The wave had given him magical powers. The power to see the unseen and survive an explosion point blank. If the wave had changed him that way, he sincerely doubted he was the only one the global event had altered. Whether the wave had truly shifted natural laws or just revealed hidden ones, he had zero doubt things were going to change, and on a worldwide scale. The Third War had taught him about change. Some change brought good things, some brought bad, but all change brought one thing, and that was blood.